I am Alec McCauley, living at Pebblescurry, and this is an account of the Ballranagh land raid in which my father took part in 1921. And to put you in the picture, in 1918, at the end of the Great War, young soldiers back from the France had been promised land on their return, land fit for heroes, if you like. Now, Lloyd George, he was the Prime Minister at the time, and the promise was, under the Small Landowner Scotland Act, that estates all over the Highlands would be broken up to make crofts and settlements for the returning soldiers. In theory, this was okay, but with the amount of red tape involved, it wasn't as easy to get that land as it appeared. In my father's case and the other 12 raiders with him, they applied umpteen times to the department in Edinburgh to break up Ballranagh Estate for them. They were promised that this would take place at some time, but nothing concrete was ever promised. They took the law into their own hands one night when there was a general election in the country, and a Liberal candidate by the name of Dr. Murray was standing in the Hebrides at the time, and they approached him at one of his meetings and asked him what they should do as regards the promise they had been given. And he told them there and then, if you don't raid the land, you will never get it. And this took them aback, but it was something what they were expecting. And 2 weeks later, my father and his compatriots took the law into their own hands and went up to Ballranagh House and told Captain MacDonald, Ronald MacDonald, then the landowner, that they were going to raid his land. He immediately got pen to paper to take down the names, and at the same time told them that they were to stay off his land. And indeed, he went to the court in Lochmaddy and secured an interdict stopping anybody named in this interdict from going near the estate in Pebblescurry or Ballranagh. Well, they were all served with this interdict, and needless to say, they tore it up and into the back of the fire and carried on with the land raid. And that included driving MacDonald's cattle and stock off his own land, if you like. And they put their own animals there and started ploughing and manuring the ground for the forthcoming spring work. And when he saw this, he made various attempts along with his workers to stop them. But then they went to be intimidated. They were no more fear of MacDonald than they had of the Germans. And eventually they were charged with breach of interdict. And this was at Lochmaddy, at the Sheriff Court in Lochmaddy. They were convicted of the breach of interdict and sentenced to 60 days imprisonment without the option of a fine at Inverness jail. Naturally, there wasn't enough room in Lochmaddy to keep them, although in theory they were in custody, so they were released after being convicted. But after a few weeks, they decided to follow the court's decision and they went voluntarily to Inverness to serve their sentence. They were only there for 3 weeks when word came through that the Department of Agriculture had condescended and bought Ballranagh Estate and Pabelscurry. And they were then released, came back home, and started splitting up the estate into 16 crofts, 8 in Pabelscurry and 8 in Ballranald. And that was the end of that estate. In 1922 that happened. It was at one time taken from poor crofters in the first place. That was my father's account of it, and he should have known, he was there.